بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم Just we are still a student, so whatever we say, we learn from Hazrat Daman Barakatuhum. We must make a lot of shukar, wallah, that Hazrat, we can sit in his company. And as previous ulama said, that we, when we're in front of Hazrat, it's not the ulum that we'll get in kitab. Wallah, it's not the ulum that we'll get in kitab, but the suhbat, the companionship of such awliya, we mustn't take it for granted. As long as we can sit, we can benefit from Hazrat, we must make that effort to stand and to sit and to listen and to make that niyat that our islah must be done. That is very, very important. Sometimes we hear that people from far, once a while they come, we hadn't got that opportunity and the chance to us to stand in front of Hazrat. But where we're living, not so far, we mustn't, it mustn't become like a routine that I come and just to meet Hazrat. No, it's our deep concern is that how I can benefit and I can change my life, because the main thing that our akabir have is two things that we can get from our akabir. One is what action I can do that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the first concern. And the second concern, that how I can live this world with iman. That is what we can learn from our akabir. And that long journey is how to progress in that spiritual route and spiritual path so that I can get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one incident to conclude, because I'm not fit to stand before you, subhanAllah. Our Ustad is here, subhanAllah. So just one incident to make us realize that sitting in front before our akabir is not just mere sitting. It's a processes that change our life completely. Just one story, Imam Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala. In most of Darul Ulum, it's being taught Baydawi, Tafsir Baydawi. But that is an accepted kitab through around the world. In the Ottoman Empire, to teach and to get ijaza for teaching, you have to give the exam of Baydawi. So accepted kitab. Imam Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such acceptance of this kitab that great, great ulama wrote tafsir and tafsir, the sharah of tafsir Imam Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala. But how he did come to this level? Subhanallah. When he finished writing his tafsir, he went to Baghdad. And his aim is to ask the governor at that time that through the kitabs, I want to get some money. SubhanAllah, see the intention, like Maulana said before. See the intention to get the money from the government because I've got daughters, they're going to get married, so I need money. So why he was going to Baghdad, SubhanAllah, he met one sheikh, Ahlullah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when that sheikh saw Imam Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala, so he said, he gave him some food and everything, and asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Baghdad. What is the purpose of going there? He said, I'm going to meet some governor to ask him money. He said, SubhanAllah, you wrote the whole tafsir of the Quran? He said, yeah. But what did you write? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. What tafsir you wrote on this verse? Now he understood. SubhanAllah, he understood the phrase and the sentence of that sheikh. It's true, SubhanAllah, what am I doing? So he straight He went back, making istighfar. So see how the book got acceptance through just a sentence of a sheikh. What did you write regarding the tafsir of Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in? So he went back, he went all from alhamdu to all the tafsir, he pondered and he made it, he was a jurist, he was a perfect jurist also. So he went over his kitab, he wrote it again, and he made astaghfirullah. And so much that his kitab got acceptance that in Ottoman Empire, like we say, subhanallah. So that's why we came and we have the chance, Allah Akbar, Allah give Hazrat long life, subhanallah. Like Maulana said that, you know, it's not just a mere sitting, but the nuraniyat, according to your intention, that you will grasp that the nur and the what we learn from our akabi that humility and the fikr, how to live this world with iman, and that will be for till our last thing. Mawlana Manzoor Nomani rahimahullah ta'ala, once he wrote to Mawlana Zakaria rahimahullah ta'ala a letter. He wrote in this letter that Mawlana Zakaria rahimahullah ta'ala Hazrat, give me ijazat to write a book on your life, your biography, so that people, because usually when Akabit passed away, so now people come to know, hey, he was such a great alim, how I didn't benefit from him. So he wrote, give me ijazat, Mawlana, to write a book on your life. So Mawlana Zakaria rahimahullah ta'ala wrote him back two sentences. He told him that, O Manzoor, myself and yourself, we don't know how we're going to leave this world. What is the need of writing a book on my life? Subhanallah. What is the need of writing a book on my life? Because I don't know if I'm going to pass away with iman. So that's why Bishr Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala, when he used to read that hadith, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Bish Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, who am I that I can pass, I will be passing away with that kalima la ilaha. Who am I? Subhanallah, and where we are, where we stand to, and where we are. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the reality of our coming and the reality of our own concern, that how we don't know, subhanallah, we don't know how we're gonna pass away. Ishaq al-Fadhari rahimahullah ta'ala, once he told Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala, let me tell you something, I know someone that gather much more ilm than you and I. But when, at the time of leaving this world, I was present by him and I told him, read kalima la ilaha illallah, la ilaha, he couldn't. He said, no, what are you saying? Say, la ilaha illallah. He couldn't. And at the end, he passed away without kalima. Subhanallah. He passed away without kalima. Allahu Akbar. And how much ilm he gathered more than Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala and Ishaq al-Fazari rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of our coming, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the husn al-khatima, and as much as we can to benefit from Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him long life. Ameen. Fajazakum Allah khairan salam jaza.